Before we start the show, we would like to acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which this show is being recorded today, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. We also pay our respects to their elders, past, present. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Are you ready to get hot? Very hot. Very Abby. Australia's cheeky bestie, Abby Chatfield, is about to turn the heat up.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
Podcast is on, baby. We're doing the podcast.
Hell yeah.
Time for the podcast. Yeah, it was a fun night. We had a little feedback Friday. No, we didn't.
No, we didn't. That's tomorrow night. Sorry, that's okay. I am a psychic, apparently. Listen to that. Listen to that, how I'm a psychic.
Yep.
Oh, shit, she's gone. That's all right. Chattergrees. Do you want me just to do this? You sit there. I'll do the chattergrees.
You do it.
Menu log winner.
I've got a headache, mate.
That's all right. Someone won $1,000, which is awesome. But you have big news.
Huge. It's coming up now.
Now.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Have an announcement, Rowan.
Oh, does this mean drone? Little drone vibe? Drone. We love a drone. We'll put the drone on.
So as you know, I love to say how busy I am. Very and no one ever believes me.
Time ball.
I'm hoping this announcement confirms how busy I truly am.
Okay, well.
This year, I will be joining 3 other panelists on The Masked Singer.
Wow.
Yay!
Woo!
I've got a live studio audience in the station with me to cheer me on.
That's pretty good. That's pretty big.
Pretty big. Got Husey. Got Chrissy Swan.
Amy Chatfield.
And Spice Girl Mel B. Now, I love Husey. I love Chrissy.
Mel B.
But I am very excited to be sitting near Mel B.
How do you reckon it'll go? So let's just start from the left. Let's say Husey's on the left. Because I don't remember where they sat originally. But
surely
let's just Husey's
in the middle right. Because I always think it'd be like 3 women together and then the man on the end. I feel like just in terms of visuals. And
he
height,
would be
maybe.
One of the two in the middle, I reckon.
No. So, yeah, I can be in the middle. I think Mel B and him, and then I'll be on the end. But I don't mind. Babe, big pond, small fish. I don't mind.
Big pond, mate.
I was saying to my manager, big I was pond. Like, I'm 100% getting paid the least, and I'm 100% the last person they asked. But
big paycheck.
Worth it.
Oh, sorry. Babe. Yeah, worth it. Yeah,
no,
worth
but also,
it.
Sorry. Love it. I love being like the smallest name and getting paid the least because I'm just slowly crawling my way to the top of the media pyramid in Australia.
Husey in here? What are we doing? Are we talking Husey? Are we talking Abby? I'm proud of you, babe. I'm proud.
Thanks, Dave. It's exciting. I'm proud. I'm really, really excited because The Masked Singer is so much fun just to watch.
Yeah.
And obviously when you film things, they are 5 million times more fun. So I can only imagine what it's going to be like actually watching live performances for the first time. And like in terms of the costumes, I'm getting them revealed to me when they come out to performances.
Yes.
Like, it isn't like I see them before, so I'll have honest reactions to what these insane costumes are. Masks.
Because the mask thing. Did you feel like maybe this season around, before that you got the little tap on the shoulder, you thought, maybe I might sing. I wouldn't mind doing a little song. Would you sing on it? Would you be in a mask?
No, I would never. I can't sing.
They would hide that face, would you? No way.
No, and also I really can't sing and it'd be very embarrassing.
Well, that's the whole point, isn't it? Isn't the whole point that people can't sing?
Yeah, and I think they, like, train them. I think they have, like, vocal training for a little while if you aren't very good.
God, some of them, you can't tell. That was wasted cash.
Hey, they're trying their hardest.
Oh, stop flying. You're flying the flag early. I can't wait until a couple of this, and you come in and go, oh, did you see it?
So bad.
Couldn't sing. Hey, that's awesome. Congratulations. It's awesome.
Yeah, I'm just praying that there is a Real Housewife on there. I'll recognise them immediately.
Yeah.
Like
actually,
Bro,
that's a good one.
She sings.
Yeah, she sings. She has a new song out. Who do you reckon is in your wheelhouse? If you had to guess who you're going to get first, I don't imagine you'll get the AFL players or whatever. If there's any sports,
AFL
totally.
Player.
But let's. So if they're a Real Housewife, anyone else?
And Tony Armstrong.
Totally.
Housewives.
Yep.
Any reality, like Love Island, Bachelor, Survivor, maybe. MasterChef I probably could do as well.
Yep.
Reality, I'm pretty across.
Okay.
Radio Rivals, I reckon.
Probably.
But I won't say their name, so I don't want to give them the attention they crave.
They crave them. Don't give it to them.
They crave. That's why we're all on radio.
That's true.
Probably a sportsman. I'm completely out.
Yeah.
And then actual singers, because there are sometimes actual, like Cody Simpson was on last year, so I think I'd get him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm praying. I really want Shannon Knoll to be on there as like the Knowlesy. Big go-to or something.
What's with you and Knowlesy, really? Why Knowlesy?
I just think it would be funny to have Shannon Knoll on the show.
We could get him on the show if you want to chat to Knowlesy that bad.
No, I want to see Knowlesy dance around in a giant goatee or something.
Oh, my
That's
God. What
do
you reckon? You reckon he'd be a great goatee?
Yeah, or whatever. I want him to be like
fluffy
a
fluffy triangle.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it'd be great. I'm really excited. I think it's going to be so much fun. I am nervous though because new skill set, Dahl. New skill set.
Wow, what is it? Just reacting.
Yeah, but I feel
who is
like
it?
Okay,
you'll
don't
be okay.
You dare talk down to my profession. But like you know, like the first day that you started radio, like the first day when I hosted After Party, you just like you get nervous.
Yeah, you
and
do.
And also because it's literally a Spice Girl, Chrissy Swan, and Hughesy,
and the Chatfield. And that's now like, we don't play this game. Listen, here's the vibe. That panel is level, baby.
Spice Girls, shush.
Well, they're not doing much. Let's be honest. Mel, and bring me the microphone. Why did I push it away from me? God love her.
Lovely.
You are on the same panel.
I know, it's exciting. Babe, small fish, big pond. I love it. I love this vibe. I am just feeling like when Mel B says, oh, so what do you do? And I'd be like, oh, I was on The Bachelor. Like, what
no.
do I say?
You have a national radio show and you're a judge.
I have a radio show.
A TV
and
show.
And I have a clothing line.
Yep, yeah.
And she'll say, how did there you get you that? Actually, she won't care enough. She won't care.
She's got too much going on. I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy.
Thanks, babe.
This also helps me go through my career plan of just holding on to the back of your pants and just letting you going up. But no, we're all so proud.
You might be the giant coattail.
I might be the giant coattail. Yeah, if you see a slug on stage, I'll give you the hot tip. And you'll be like, throwing, it's got to be Rowan.
Can't wait.
Oh, then that's Knowlesy. How's that for a twist?
Knowlesy.
Anyway, congratulations. Well done.
Hot Nights Podcast. Live on Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. It's time to play Chattergory.
Was that
right?
Oh, it's always fun with a bit of delay, isn't it? Always.
Was it fun? I was trying to like go a bit faster to help it, but I don't think
you know what I think we need to do? I think we need to talk to the technical engineers and be like, hey, actually, no. Delay means you're slower, so maybe you need to go slower than normal. No, because you
need
to go fast because you're in delay.
I need to be slightly ahead.
You need to be slightly ahead. And then I'll be normal, you be slightly ahead.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll be okay. But I feel like when you don't try is when we do the best.
That's true. I know. I'm just naturally good at everything.
By the way,
I have faith in myself.
For everyone listening, Abby is in the Melbourne studio and I'm in the Sydney studio.
Fun facts. Anyway, so we're playing Chattergory.
Yeah, playing Chattergory.
And the car's like, where are they? Where location-wise are they?
Okay. Sorry, now you made it weird because I was shuffling around trying to find my sheet, couldn't find it, and you made me look like an idiot. Anyway, I'm at the end of my tether with you. No.
Bit of shush.
Playing today, contestant's name, Michaela.
Hello.
How are you, Michaela?
Oh, I am great. How are you both?
I'm doing good. How are you? You good? Great. Chattergories. This is serious now, by the way. I know it sounds like we have fun and we play around. This is probably the 5 minutes where we're not taking any silly billy behaviour.
No, we're not. We're not, Michaela.
We're not.
So you're actually going to lose. Anyway, moving on.
Okay.
The prize today is $100 to Oscar Wiley. They're wicked. Oscar Wiley provides fashionable, affordable eyewear for everyone. Get two pairs from $199. Okay, can do.
Hey.
All right. That's if you win, by the way. And the Chatfield has been...
I like how it's an if. I'm thinking it's a when I win.
There you go. I like to hear that.
That's what they all say. Yeah.
Actually, to be fair, these ones. All right. Here comes question number one, which is Abby's Chattergory. For those playing at home, Abby's Chattergory is her own Chattergory. She doesn't tell anyone, doesn't care. If you don't like it, you've got to get a grip and grow up because this is how it goes.
Oh, yeah. I haven't explained what the game is, but there we go. You've done that. Thank you.
I've done that. Abby's Chattergory is 90 Day Fiancé, The Other Way. Michaela, have you seen any of them?
No.
That sucks, Michaela. Anyway.
Sucks, Michaela. That's all right. That does suck, but that's okay. Here we go. Here comes the question. How many seasons has there been of 90 Day Fiancé? Go. Yeah.
I'm just going to guess two.
No, I will finish the question. How many seasons have there been of 90 Day Fiancé the other way?
One?
Three. Yes, you were correct. By the way, that wasn't me telling Abby the question. I was doing a countdown.
Oh, yeah.
No. Wait, I got it right.
No, you already got it wrong,
girl.
You can't guess twice.
Okay.
How dare you, Michaela, think you get more than one guess.
I'm trying to figure that out because the one I'm watching currently was filmed in 2020 and I assume there's only one in between then and now.
Oh, that's your category, mate.
Maths queen.
All right, Michaela's category is Elf the movie.
Okay.
Have you seen it, Abby?
I haven't seen any movies. You know this.
I know. I was just saying it.
I think I might have seen it, actually, when I was very young.
All right. Here we go. Here comes the question.
Or was that the Grinch?
Who plays the elf?
Abby.
Elf?
Michaela.
Abby.
Will Ferrell.
Oh, God. You knew that, didn't you?
Of course I knew that. Well, I answered the question right, didn't I?
I just thought it was a guess.
No, of course I know that. Of course I know who plays it. It was more about like plot lines. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm good with leading people, you know.
Okay. Sorry, Michaela.
That sucks anyway.
Oh, Abby, you're better than that.
Sorry, Michaela. That does suck. I'm sorry. I was too fast. I was too good.
At Hot Nights with Abby, send us your expert category. Maybe you can beat Abby. Because I think I have a feeling you've lost one in the last nine.
Yeah.
Two in the last nine.
And one of them was technicality. One of them was...
No, you were just awful. They're
always rigged against me from the producers. So actually, if it was a fair game, I would win all of them. But.
I mean, this is what we have to deal with. It just has to be fair, doesn't it? Because it is.
It is
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
So, the brand new series, Everything I Know About Love, is now streaming. It's only on Stan. The show looks awesome.
It looks really, really good. Really great.
Trailer was wicked. Good fun stuff.
It's like a cross between Girls and Bridget Jones' Diary, which is iconic. And they actually play a little game in the show that I want to play with you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
It's called Evil Friend. And I've played it before with my friends on weekends away together. And basically, it's like where you ask a question... And you all have to decide who in the friendship group would be the most likely to.
That sounds fun. Yeah.
Who on our team would be the most likely to steal your dinner and not tell you, Rowan?
Me. Absolutely me.
Yeah. You go.
I'll do a question. Who on our team would have a secret double life? Abby Chatfield. You would absolutely have the double life.
Absolutely. Or Max.
Actually, executive producer Max would have the secret double life because he would be very good at hiding it from everyone and staying afloat. Where you and I would be like, oh my God, guess what we're doing?
I'm actually not good at secrets, but I think Max. Who on your team would have the dirtiest house?
Trin.
I think Trin's really clean.
No,
I was just
thinking of the cat.
Oh, yeah, but I think besides the cat hair, I think it's you.
At my house at the moment, definitely the messiest.
I think it's you. All right, you go.
Who on our team would have the biggest hoofs?
I actually think that I have genuinely the biggest feet. How big are your feet?
I'm a 10.
Bigger than, Rowan, biggest hoofs.
How big? Me. I have the biggest hoofs.
Yeah, mine are a 9 women's, which are a 7 men's. Sample size, small fit. Now, one last one from me. Who on our team would be the richest? But no need to answer it, so let's just go to the song.
It's Abby Chatfield, yeah.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Hello.
Hi, Abby speaking.
Hello.
God, I can't believe it. It was how big?
Welcome to Abby's Hotline. It's Abby.
Hey, Abby.
Yes, Rowan.
So you know how we have all those miscellaneous flyers and like balloons and banners and stuff for the Vance Joy World Famous Rooftop?
Yeah. Big names, small rooftop is the...
Yeah, bigger stars, says. Smallest roof.
Sorry,
but
sorry.
But that's
sorry.
Just because it's intimate, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's a good roof. It's just like, it's not like it's not like a big stage. It's an intimate stage. Anyway, that's on the flyers, right? Yeah. I went to get the flyers. They were there, but all the balloons and streamers and stuff, not there. And I know you're going to say, don't even start.
I actually don't want you to say her name.
But Jenny's taken them home for a birthday party.
She has, mate. She hasn't.
Jenny has taken them.
Jenny cackling in the background.
Yeah.
Jenny, shush, Jenny.
Told you, she lies.
Jenny, no, she's laughing because it's so ridiculous, and I will defend Jenny until I die. Because
you know what,
Jenny,
I was ready to give I was ready to give Jenny a pass until she said, "It's my 30th plus six, haha," and I said, "That's it." Oh, it's funny, is it, Jenny? Hey, do you want to get these calls? We'll talk about this after, Jenny.
Abby's hotline. How can I help you?
Hey, it's Liam. I got a problem.
Oh, Liam, what's going on?
My problem is that I keep going out late at night and I don't really know when to reel it in.
Okay, here's the thing. So I have the opposite problem where my friends beg me to stay out past midnight. Late nights, how late are we talking?
I'm talking like 1, 2am and you're sort of like, you're going out real late. You need to either call it in and stop or you just keep going and send it.
And you just decide to send it.
Yeah, I keep sending it too much, so I kind of want to know how to reel that in.
Maybe what you should do is record a video message of yourself hungover the next day and then at midnight put an alarm on and say, watch the video. And the video pops up and you watch Liam from last Sunday going, don't do it to me again, and you vomiting. And then you have motivation from your past self to be responsible and go home.
I like it.
Okay, that's my idea. Or alternatively, every water, a drink. Drink water, okay? All right. Hydration is key. Abby's Hotline, how can I help you?
Hi, this is Michaela. How are you, Abby?
Hi, Michaela. I'm good. What's going on?
I need some advice, Abby. So friend and I, we've been friends for a decade, a long time.
Yeah.
We've been through life's ups and downs together. Mm-hmm. And about 2 months ago, we had a really small misunderstanding, talked it out, but I haven't heard from her since. And I keep trying to reach out, send her, like, you know, funny TikToks and, you know, things that I think she'd enjoy. And nothing. No reply. So I want to know, should I keep trying? I've tried to give her space.
Well, can I ask what the disagreement was? The disagreement about? What was it about? Can you give me a vague idea?
Yeah. So basically we were meant to go to an event together and she went with other people. And I was upset by that. So I was like, hey, look. I know you probably didn't mean anything by it. It was just an accident, but it kind of upset me.
Yeah, so you're just like, it hurt me, and then she was like, well, I don't really care? Or was she like, okay,
No, she was like, I never meant to hurt you. I'm so sorry. And I was like, yeah, absolutely. Mm. Maybe just like, you know, in the future, if you want to go somewhere with other people, like, that's fine. But maybe can we just like communicate a little better? Because I don't want to be sitting over here hurt, and I don't want you feeling bad that you hurt me either.
And have you messaged her specifically saying, hey, we haven't spoken in, I haven't seen you in 2 months. Can we have a phone call about what's going on? And she hasn't replied.
She's just like, I just need some space. I'm like, that's fine, babe. Take your space. I'm like a big believer if I want people to be happy, but like, how much space?
I think, I know it's really hard, but I think give her some space, give her some breathing room and kind of start to grieve and maybe not like move on because it's, you know, it's a friendship of 10 years, but start to grieve, accept that she mightn't be in your life anymore. And for whatever reason, it could be that it triggered something with her. It could be something deeper than what actually happened. But I think you just need to have a breath, let her have a breath. Then eventually I'm sure she'll call you back. All the friendships that I've had that have ended within, you know, it takes a few months to kind of get back into that kind of groove, I think. So I think give her a bit more space. I know that's hard, but just do it. I know friendship breakups are harder than actual breakups sometimes, so I'm sorry.
Thanks, Abby. I really appreciate it.
Bye, Gorge.
Abby.
God, emotional vibes. Yeah?
Jenny's been on the other side of the studio. Give me, like, the thumb to the nose thing. Like, me. So
Can you actually do something about it?
Oh, here we go. This will be good.
Attention, Abby's hotline office. Could everyone please assemble in the kitchen for Jenny's 30 plus 6 birthday cake?
She sucks.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
So we have discovered something on the show between one of us that maybe might be a little bit, I don't know, a bit spooky dookie. And it comes from within my soul.
Yeah, and it's scary. That's why it's scary.
It's a little bit scary. Mm. A few weeks back, people, listeners of the show may remember Abby saying that she woke up mid-sleep screaming on a sleep screamer. Is that what you call it?
I was standing in the hallway in my house screaming like someone just killed Marco in front of me.
Yep, screaming.
And woke myself up from the sound of me screaming. So that was quite frightening.
Frightening. And then after you were on air and you told me about it, and I was like, what time did this happen?
Yep. And I said about 1 a.m.
Yeah. And I woke up about 1 a.m. that night as well. And for some weird reason, all I could think about and all I was dreaming about was the movie Paranormal Activity. Everyone, if you haven't seen the movie, it's like there's spirits in the house and they pick them up and throw them off the bed. It's quite scary. But
quite scary.
You standing up in the lounge room screaming is buried Paranormal Activity. And it was around 1 o'clock. And I was like, oh, that's weird. Maybe I am psychic.
Bit weird. Ha ha.
Ha ha. Cut to maybe 2 weeks later. Abby and I are speaking on the phone, talking about your lovely mother's dog, Rosie.
Rosie, right?
Rosie.
I've sent you a video of Rosie. We've gone, oh.
Beauty dog.
Yep.
And I said the word, and she was like 14. And I said the words, no, don't worry about it. That dog will never die.
Yeah.
Cut to probably 4 days later.
Dead.
Dog's dead.
Choked by a tumor in her throat.
Dead dog, unfortunately.
Dead dog. Love you, Rosie.
Rest in peace, Rosie. This dog. Rest in peace, Rosie.
Rest in peace, Rosie. Mum's already looking for a new dog, but whatever.
Yeah, because that's what we're talking about. Because we were saying maybe she should get a Naughty Little Cock Spaniel.
Yeah.
Then. Oh, we didn't think much of it. I was like, oh, that's
then
bad.
Then we thought that sucks. We were just saying that, how sad, like, love you, like, sad.
Yeah. So, 2 weeks later, or maybe even 1 week later, I'm scrolling my own Instagram. I look back to my high school girlfriend when I was like 16, 17, and they had this little dog, this little poodle.
Okay.
Right? This little poodle. And I said to myself, it was like 5 when I was dating. I'm like 30. That dog is still there? And I uttered the words, oh, that's like that dog will never die.
Yeah.
Cut forward a few days later. I'm not going to say her name, but I see her post on her Instagram. Thank you for 17 years. Yeah. The dog's dead.
Dead dog. A black and white photo. The black and white photo, dead dog. Yep. So you've now killed 2 dogs.
And you also have possessed me. And I possessed you.
This is getting weird. What do you think this means? Because I think this might mean that you are inherently evil.
Yeah, maybe.
And a demon. But what do you think it means?
I potentially think I give off such demonic energy that it actually seeps into what I'm talking about sometimes. That might be for good. Even though it's demonic, it might be for good. But sometimes, maybe, and these dogs were both plus 12 years. So I think maybe, or at least, all plus 14 years.
Yeah. Do you think it is that you predicted it and you're so in tune with negative energies and that isn't a bad thing? Or do you think you omit the negative energies?
Well, first off, this other dog was 17. Like, it was bound to topple over any day.
No, but you said it's never going to die.
I uttered the words.
No. You actually, don't backtrack. You actually didn't believe it was ever going to die. You said.
Yep, you're right. You are right.
It will never die, and that's what caused it to die. The black and white photo proved it.
I said that dog will never die. I quite like that dog. It would wee every time I patted it. It got so excited.
I love you.
I was like, Rowan. 17.
And Rosie literally, and I don't want to blame you, but Rosie literally, like, she was so full of energy.
Yeah.
We had no idea. And then her tumors in her throat that we'd know existed choked her.
Yeah, so maybe my negative energy has grown this tumor in poor Rosie's throat. And
maybe in a few days. She seemed completely fine when I saw her last until you texted me saying she'll never die.
I uttered the words. Don't worry about it, doll. That dog will never die.
Never die. So I guess the question is anyone else, and we don't want to hear about you, you know.
No more dog chat, please.
No more dog chat. But we do want to know, are you a little bit psychic?
Yeah. What is it? What do you got going on?
Have you predicted something? Have there been too many coincidences, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, maybe we can. Just say you're predicting the weather, because the weather can be weird all the time. Like, don't be living in Tasmania and be like, it's going to be cold tomorrow. Oh, I knew it. Like, I don't want any of that.
131060, are you a little bit psychic?
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
Rowan.
Abby.
you may be psychic or a bad omen. We're not sure. But basically, you predicted or caused two dogs to die.
Two dead dogs.
And you also caused me to wake up in the middle of the night screaming.
Yeah.
Or predicted it. We don't know. We are,
to be fair, you and I are in sync weirdly anyway.
Very in sync. We'll often text one another at the exact same time, but like one on WhatsApp, one on text, or
we did that
like
the other day.
Go to call each other at the exact same time or something like that. So we are very in sync anyway, which is nice.
And then I muttered the words, "That dog will never die." About two dogs. 5 days later for both dogs dead.
Why didn't you learn after the first one? Surely
I didn't think. Well, now I know. But these dogs, by the way, were both over the age of 14. One dog was 17, and that dog would have toppled
young,
over.
14's young, mate. 14's young.
14 is not young.
For
really?
Rosie, it was. Rosie was really young before you did that to her. You call Laura and apologise.
Oh, I don't. Mom. No, don't put that on me.
My mum.
Don't put that on me. I call her enough as it is.
All
right,
so we asked you all.
We asked.
Are you a little bit psychic?
Yeah.
we weren't psychic just then when we were trying not to talk at the same time.
We're too in sync. Hello, Olivia. Sync.
Hi.
You a little bit psychic, Olivia? Girl? What's going on?
A little bit more than I'd like to be, yeah.
Okay.
Ooh,
same.
A burden. Okay. What? Give us some examples.
So one of my friends was saying she's been single for 7 years, and I just said it as a laugh. I'm like, oh, you're going to meet this guy, and he's going to be this nationality. He's going to be tall, and you'll see he'll be a single dad, and you will match really quickly. Mm. And she went out that weekend, and she actually met the exact guy I was talking about, which was really weird.
Did you know the bloke, or you just were thinking of something?
No. I just said it.
You were just joking? You were just like, oh, yeah, like pretend to be a psychic, being like, you have this man in your future. And anything else?
I went to pick up my wedding dress, and my friend was like, oh, when's this going to happen for me? And I'm like, oh, it'll happen soon. She's like, yeah, it's only been 6 months. I'm like, oh, you never know. You'll probably get engaged really soon. 3 days later, he proposed.
Wow.
That is crazy, wow. That is out of control. Is it Subeta?
Yep, Subeta.
Hey, Subeta, how are you going?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good, babe. Okay, let us know. How are you a psychic?
Okay, it's not as great as the other one. Sorry. Mine's like with food. So I'll be sitting in my room and be like, oh, this food that I had from like this indie restaurant, so good. And it's been like multiple times. Mm. And then my dad will come in, knock, knock, and be like, look what I brought. And it's like the exact food I was thinking about.
It wasn't that you ordered an Uber Eats that realizing?
Mm. No, it was my dad. Like, it's me thinking about it.
Does your dad work for Uber Eats?
Does your dad work at the restaurant that you like?
you try to plug the restaurant?
She's like, it's really nummies. Rory, why are you a little bit psychic?
Yeah, well, mine's pretty funny. So I do a bit of travel for work, and we always leave on Sundays. Push comes to shove, most weekends I'll have maybe a couple too many.
Mm.
And most Sundays I'm sweet, but every now and then I just wake up too late. Mm. And it's about five times now that every single time I've woken up late and got there, you know, I would have missed the flight, it's been delayed every single time.
So wow, I'm going five times late. I love that.
Mm, yeah, but I'm going to say I probably travel once or twice a week, and I'm going to say my flights for the last 6 weeks have literally all been delayed.
Yeah, fair point, but all the other ones are...
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Abby Chatfield.
Hey, Abby, are you there?
Oh, dear. By the way, just so everyone knows, if you haven't been listening, one of our big bosses in the network is sitting in with Abby tonight because she's in Melbourne.
So
let me tell you right
naughty.
Now, it's a couple of naughty gals just chatting, and just jamming.
We don't shut up, and we've been like interrupting us for the show.
I know. I've heard twice. Oh my god, I'm just trying to chat to Sonda. And it's, by the way, everyone, it's just gal chat. Like, it's not like it's like, gotta get stuck. It is like,
don't be
gal
so
chat.
Sexist. What do you mean,
no,
just gal chat?
It's not sexist.
We're speaking about
it's not sexist.
Interpersonal it's not relationships sexist. And dissecting
I'm
that.
I'm jealous. I've been sitting in here.
Jealous. Before. Jealous. True. Right.
It is a disease.
Anyway, fun show so far.
Fun show.
For me, anyway.
I bet it has, yeah?
Yeah.
The brand new series, Everything I Know About Love, now streaming only on Stan. We are getting you $200 to celebrate your friend. We can select you online.
Yeah.
$200 just to celebrate your friend, all thanks to the brand new series, Everything I Know About Love.
It's all about friendship, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's just gal chat. It's about just gal chat.
So you get paid for gal chat.
Yeah.
This is what Sonda's doing right now, living the dream. If anyone wonder what Sonda is, if you are actually, if you're listening to the show going, sounds remarkably like Carrie and Tommy tonight, it's because it's the laugh track is the back, is the same.
Yeah, Carrie.
Oh, that's enough. I'll stop. So we have spoken to Lana. Hello, Lana.
Hello, how are you?
How are you?
I am fantastic.
Who's your friend? Why are you celebrating them?
My best mate's name is Amy, but I love to call her Amos. And
okay. Vibes. Like me and Hyros. Yeah, yep.
Bestie vibes, absolutely. Yeah. And
pure bestie.
She's the best. I, probably about a month ago, had an absolute shitter of a day at work.
Yep.
And she caught this vibe and sent me a message saying, check your letterbox, and went outside and there was a pristine, in-condition Oreo McFlurry with caramel sauce and a homemade card waiting on my letterbox.
That's cute.
Ran out in tears. Loved it.
Oh, that is so sweet. Oh, that's amazing. How good is a McFlurry as a little gift?
Yeah.
It's the best. You can't beat dad dessert.
And by the way, the best McFlurry is the Oreo with caramel topping. It's the best one.
I've never had it with caramel.
It's the best, man. That's all I know.
You've got to add caramel. It'll change your life.
Next time. Usually I do an M&M and Oreo together.
We'll put caramel in that as
that's
well.
That's also a good combo, yeah.
That's
giving Cold Rock, but now... Hey, Lana, $200 for you. Well done.
You can get lots of mix-ins of that.
Oh, my God, imagine.
Definitely shatter a fruity one.
Oh, yeah.
Are you not going to split the money with her?
Shatter a Cold maybe Rock. Not. Just shatter a McFlurry.
So she's just like, nice for you. And you've gotten money for it as well. And you're like, I'll shatter a Cold Rock with two mix-ins.
Don't worry, Dub. Small. You're all the mix-ins you want. Get the brownie. Get the Freddo. Who cares?
Get the brownie. Yum.
Well, congrats to you.
Lana, congratulations on having a good friend and just winning money and taking it from that friend.
We'll share it, maybe.
Yeah, sure.
No, look, every friendship needs a giver and a taker.
Yep, and you are the taker.
No one is the giver. I'm the taker. And you know what? Keep on taking, baby. Keep on taking.
And I'll keep on giving you $200. all thanks to the brand new series, Everything I Know About Love, now streaming only on Stan, and a copy of Dolly Alton's Everything I Know About Love. Great.
Love it.
Register hit.com.au.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
This is a Hot Nights content warning. The following content may offend you, so please turn off your radio now. Or if you're kind of curious, you know, just keep it on.
It's time for
Naughty After 8:40.
So we should maybe do our sexy voice. Sexy voice.
Ooh.
Hey, you want to know what's naughty?
What's naughty?
I'm wearing a beanie tonight.
Ooh.
And I actually was wondering why my headphones were a little bit quiet.
Oh.
It's because my headphones were over the beanie, and I don't really care.
And the beanie was covering your holes.
Both holes.
Both holes were covered by a beanie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's naughty.
That's what it is. Well, I've got a naughty headline for you, babe.
Oh, please, babe. Give it to me.
Do you know there are four different types of people who send sexts? Which one are you?
There's what, sorry? Sex people?
Sexts. Sexts is a very hard word to say for me. Sexts.
I didn't get... I sometimes send sexts.
Ew.
Sometimes.
Ooh, naughty.
I'm not saying all the really time, sexed. Just, you know. Actually,
I used to a lot more when my boyfriend didn't live with me, but now he lives with me, so...
You just go home and get it on.
No, we don't. I'm far too busy.
You just tell him what he could have.
Yeah, in theory.
It doesn't get.
Does not get ever. So researchers have discovered four. Just the truth, isn't it?
It's facts, baby.
Researchers have discovered four distinct sexting and non-sexting personalities.
Oh, tell me about them, please.
Non-sexters, which is 71.5%, which I think is a lie. I think that's an absolute lie.
You think that's too high?
Yeah, there's no way 71% of people don't ever sext.
Yeah, there's a possibility. You're a non-sexter.
Huh?
You're a non-sexter. Now you are. So
no,
you
I would say, I guess currently, I guess.
You would tick that one?
I guess I am currently a non-sexter, you're right.
What's the other one?
Then there's word-only sexters who only send sexually explicit worded messages.
Yeah, I do. That's what I do. I tick that box.
You're not saying nudes or what about voice memos? I've got a few voice memos in my time.
See,
you're so, oh my God, Abby. They're always American. There's this
good
me.
To know.
Oh, you're so hot. Oh my God, Abby.
No, I just do the word ones. Because see, I feel like if it was my voice, people would go, that's Rowan. And if it was my, oh mate, it wouldn't be impressive. So what's the point? it'd be to turn people off. I go, oh.
No, people have different preferences. They need to believe in yourself and your little slug.
Now, you don't know that it was little. I just said it wasn't impressive. It's actually too big. That's the problem.
Oh, it's scary. It's scary.
Sonda loves it. Listen to her.
Sonda, she's cackling like a kookaburra. Then there's frequent sexes that send 3 to 4 sexes per week.
Oh, wow. That's a lot for a week.
And there's hyper sexters. Send 1 or 2 per day.
They don't even say hello. They just only send dick pics. Oh, good morning.
Haha, that would be... When I was single and in lockdown, that's what I would do. I needed some validation. So I'd just, like, send a nude. And then they'd, like, send something back and I just would... Scene, wouldn't reply.
You go full rig or just, like, half from up?
Like, full rig.
Full
like
rig.
In, like, lingerie. I don't know.
Well, that's not nude then, is it, if it's in the lingerie? See, I'm so off this game.
The lingerie that I have is pretty nude.
Okay, good to know. Good to know.
Yeah, babe. My $2,000 lingerie that still no one has seen in person.
Really?
Yeah, babe. It takes so long to get on. It's like so, like it literally is
here's
like.
Here's what I'm getting out of all this. No effort. I'm getting zero effort from you. Like, too long to put on. Can't be bothered. He doesn't want to do anything. What?
I can't be bothered because these are my current jobs. This radio show, the podcast, I own a brand. I'm judging a TV show. I also... Yep. Have other TV things in the works that I can't talk about. And I also have a dog who's going through chemo.
Stop weaponizing your dying dog.
I'm busy, okay? I'm busy.
Just put those.
As my therapist says, I'm not eating or sleeping how I'm meant to root.
Well, you don't have to eat or
sleep.
The hierarchy
of needs.
Eat, sleep, root. Eat, sleep,
root. No, you can't get horny if you haven't eaten or slept. Sorry. That's just a fact of life.
It is a fact, actually. I'll give you that one.
Anyway, back to sexting.
Ooh.
I guess you can sext if you haven't eaten or slept.
It's
you don't
sex.
Really feel like it.
Yeah.
No.
At least show me these thumbs do. Sext.
Yeah. Apparently, researchers have found that frequent and hypersexters show higher levels of pornography viewing and they're more likely to cheat on their partner via social media.
Really?
Makes sense.
Does it?
It becomes mundane to them, maybe, you know, like sending your sex isn't that big of a deal. You know?
I get so nervous sending them. I would.
Nudes. Have you ever sent a nude?
Yeah, and I was appalled afterwards.
Really? You were like, nah.
It's like, I was like, no one needs to see that. I think I've just ruined it.
Yeah.
Stop probably. Laughing, Sonda. Not funny. Hot Nights.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights podcast.
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield for a Thursday night. And we finished the show with this. I mean, there'll be a bit of delay because Abby's in Melbourne. Let's just see
six,
how we go.
Seven.
So long.
Here we go.
Farewell. Adios and adieu.
Pretty good.
Adieu.
Okay. You were going so well and then you sped up for some reason.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Yeah, it's all right.
I'm trying.
Tomorrow, Friday, end of the week, Feedback Friday, Influence of the Week, a celebrity categories as well that I reckon you'll all enjoy.
Oh, can't wait.
All right, bye, guys. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Gotta have some hot-